local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. A couple thunderstorms starting to fade out, but more by this afternoon. Details coming up with Dr. Bill. Right now, 75 degrees. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department say be careful. Large tire debris on the interstate, I-10 westbound around the 17-mile marker. That's near the Rangeline Road exit. Two cars have been damaged. Looks like an 18-wheeler blew a tire, so be careful through there. State troopers aren't working any accidents. Mobile Police Department declared. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Get all the details at grand1847.com to make reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 6.07 FM Talk 106.5. It's finally made it to Friday Eve, the little Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Lots coming up on today's show. Plus added in flavor from our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report coming your way at about 7:50. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, Daphne police are searching for a missing 15-year-old. Levi Frank left his home at 11 a.m. on Tuesday and has not been seen since. Daphne Police Department, they've taken to social media to post details in hopes that someone knows something. According to the Facebook post, Levi was last seen walking southbound on Highway 98 near Whispering Pines Road. He was wearing black jogging pants, a red and gray shirt, and carrying a pink backpack. Police at this time do not suspect foul play. If you have information or perhaps you've seen Levi, you're urged to contact the Daphne Police at 251-621-9100. There is a new storm in the Atlantic, and it now has a name, Subtropical Storm Ernesto. This is the fourth subtropical storm to form so far this season in the Atlantic, and that's out of the five named storms. Now, the good news, it's not expected to come anywhere close to the coastline. According to the National Hurricane Center, as of 4 p.m. Wednesday, Subtropical Storm Ernesto was located about 650 miles southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland, and was moving north at 9 miles per hour with winds of 40 miles per hour and could get a little stronger in the next 24 hours. The good news is it's not expected to become a hurricane, however, but could transition to an extratropical system in 48 hours or less. That, once again, according to the Hurricane Center. Be sure to keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 as Dr. Bill will have more information this morning for today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Schools may be back in session, but the fun on Dauphin Island is not over. There is still time to make plans to spend the Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island. Visit the White Sands of West Beach or the Public Beach near the pier or East End Beach near historic Fort Gaines. Bird watching or fishing, dining or just recharging your batteries, there is no place like Dauphin Island to visit or to spend Labor Day. Don't wait. Come on down to Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18, and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No criminal charges will be filed against suspended Davidson head football coach Fred Riley. Riley was placed on administrative leave as the school system continued to investigate hazing involving Davidson's football team. 8 students were arrested and expelled. Several parents have called for Riley to be charged. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office says after reviewing all the evidence, it has not found any additional evidence to charge anyone else. A man wanted for crimes in Atlanta was arrested on the Gulf Coast. U.S. Marshals arrested Mario Freeman inside the J&M Tackle Shop in Orange Beach Tuesday. Investigators say they had Freeman under surveillance before the arrest. They say he threatened to kill cops, saying he was not going back to prison. A woman charged with manslaughter made her first court appearance in Baldwin County. Deborah Estep is the suspect in a deadly crash in the Foley Beach Express that left a pregnant woman dead. On Wednesday, a judge set her bond at $75,000. Authorities say Estep was drunk when the SUV she was driving collided with a car carrying 20-year-old Josie Jones and her unborn child. Both were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep story here. Plus, we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting. Plus, the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drug stores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We started off in the minor leagues. Mobile Bay Bears grabbed an early 3-run lead against the Biloxi Shuckers on Wednesday night. They even extended that lead to 4 in the 5th inning, but Biloxi would rally and end up beating Mobile 6-5. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Shuckers play game 4 of the 6-game series in Biloxi. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In the major leagues, tempers erupted in Atlanta when Braves rookie Ronald Acuña Jr., who had homered in 5 straight games, was hit by the very first pitch of the game for Miami starter Jose Ureña.
Acuña's hit 12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuña tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third baseline.
Acuña was hit near his left elbow and remained on the ground for a few minutes as players from both sides shouted at one another, eventually clearing the benches, pushing and shoving. Ureña was ejected from the game, along with Braves manager Brian Snitker. Here's Snitker talking about the incident following the game.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
Acuña tried to stay in the game, ended up coming out in the second inning, so that was his only at-bat of the night. But the Braves would go on to beat Miami 5-2 for the 4-game sweep and their 5th win in a row. Dansby Swanson had 3 RBIs, including a 2-run homer. Elsewhere around the league, Philadelphia beat Boston 7-4. Wilson Ramos had 3 hits and 3 RBI in his Phillies debut. St. Louis won their 8th game in a row, 4-2 over the Washington Nationals. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 8-4. Tampa beat the New York Yankees 6-1. And the Houston Astros hit a season-high 5 home runs in a 12-1 win over Colorado. Well, one of my favorite sporting events to watch is back, Sean.
Okay.
72nd Little League World Series kicks off today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It'll continue until the Little League World Series championship game on August 26th. 16 teams made up of 11 and 12-year-olds are in the final event of the international tournament schedule that began July 28th. In Easley, South Carolina. Last year, the Japanese team from Tokyo won the World Series, and today there are 4 games. At noon, the Caribbean region versus the Asia-Pacific region. That'll air on ESPN. Then at 2 o'clock, the United States Mid-Atlantic region takes on the Midwest region, also on ESPN. At 4 o'clock, Mexico versus Australia. Then at 6 p.m., New England versus the Southwest region, and that'll be on ESPN2.
Okay, 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yes.
Are we sure?
Well,
remember that? What was it? It's probably been 5-6 years ago, maybe more than that. The controversy there was a 14-year-old. I think he was a Dominican kid.
Yep. Yep. They used to get away with it a lot. And actually, Braves announcer got in trouble for referencing something like that while talking about a 19-year-old from the Washington Nationals. He said, if he really is 19. And everyone got really up in arms over that. So they say that no one does that anymore, but you'll get in trouble if you talk about it.
I know kids are growing up faster than ever before, just physically. But when the air quotes here, Steve Martin style, 11-year-old comes up to the plate with the full mustache and hair sprouting out of his chest there.
Yeah, the big chaw in his mouth.
Yeah, possibly not 11 years old, just saying.
Probably not. Well, I don't know if you've seen the video of Big Al, I think from the Pennsylvania team.
Mm-hmm.
He only hits dingers. That's what he said. So, big home run hitter. In college football news, LSU's quarterback battle now down to a 2-man race. Ohio State transfer Joe Burrow and sophomore Miles Brennan are the last remaining competitors for the Tigers' starting quarterback position, with the news that Justin McMillan and Lowell Narcisse will transfer from LSU. Narcisse first made his announcement late on Tuesday, and McMillan followed suit on Wednesday. McMillan's a redshirt junior who graduated over the summer, so he has 2 years of immediate eligibility as a grad transfer. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And let me remind you, sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge on ESPN. I have a link at the top of my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig. Or if you go to ESPN, click Fantasy, click College Pick'em, and search FM Talk 106.5. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, let's, we'll put the link up. Put it at the top of the stack each week, leading in, so make sure that you can get on there. And yes, so the FM Talk 106.5 crew are on there. And by the way, I guess this doesn't happen every day in media circles, but in ours it does. Not only am I on there, which, I believe me, I'm no big threat, but the threat in our house, my wife is one of the
better,
so she's on there.
You didn't tell me you had a ringer.
Yeah,
playing.
So the ringer is in there. My wife, who's really the bigger college football fan in our house, she's on there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not only a show and our family here, we'll be playing along there at the house at the Sullivan House.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Poor signed up.
Oh, yeah, got Jeff Poor. So it's a pretty diverse and pretty cool group that's going to be competing. So if you think you got it, there's some people that are already talking trash to me that say,
yes,
we have no chance. They're going to mop the floor with us.
So I love it.
Bring it.
Bring it on. I love it.
All right, 6:18 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Continue the tradition at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop. Reward good behavior and treat the kids after school. Can't make it to Cammie's? Get some of Cammie's homemade ice cream at Two Sisters Panini and Daphne, Two Sisters Fairhope, Brody's Cream and Bean, Silver Hill, Max Soda Shop in Satsuma, Oakley Pharmacy, Tillman's Corner, Food Champs DIP, and Rainbows on Dolphin Island. After school or anytime is a great time to visit Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. 49 years and still dipping. Like us on Facebook.
Down here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, coastal nesting birds are everywhere, and they are beautiful. These sensitive birds need monitoring and protection, and this is where you can come in. The Birmingham Audubon Coastal Program and the Alabama Coastal Foundation needs volunteer help. They'll train you. Next session is Saturday, August 18th, 9 to 1 at the Gulf States Park Nature Center in Gulf Shores. Find out what it's all about online at joinacf.org.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Been a great ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Across the Bayway so far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along Highway 90, Theodore Dawes Road. It's been quiet so far. Rangeline Road won't find any problems yet this morning. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival coming up next Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile. Over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, and it's all within a few city blocks of each other. Tickets will sell out. Find yours at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Waiting for Dr. Bill. We'll get more weather discussion around 6:35. Some activity in the tropics. We'll talk about that and our local forecast. Truly, if you look at the radar this morning, isolated thunderstorms. There were some bigger ones and a little more linked together in the wee hours of the morning. Now down to just... It looked like little popcorn on the radar. getting a shower down, folks in Coden, Balabatri, you're looking at it off to your southeast. Coden is just south of you. Another shower on the west end of Dolphin Island. Getting some right there just southeast of Perdido Pass, and a little shower coming on shore there by Mayday Park in Daphne. That's about it right now, but more details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back. That's exactly what the Business Council of Alabama is saying and doing after several companies left the group due to leadership issues. The BCA has just approved a new governing structure. The CEOs of Alabama Power, Regions, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama are all on the new executive committee of the BCA. Back in June, those groups, along with Power South, all announced their withdrawal from the BCA, saying they were dissatisfied with the performance of the BCA and its leadership. Former BCA CEO Bill Canary resigned in July to take a position as a senior fellow at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The BCA formed in 1985 and has really grown to become the go-to source of campaign dollars for those seeking office. Now, in this recent announcement, the BCA Board of Directors announced a new executive committee to, quote, help lead the organization through an ongoing transition. That committee is now made up of 11 individuals, with five representing larger businesses, five for smaller businesses, and one trustee representing the Alabama Self-Insured Workers' Compensation Fund. A health alert in effect as the Centers for Disease Control investigating an outbreak of measles. It spread to 21 states, including Florida, Louisiana, and Tennessee. 107 people have contracted the measles. The majority of those people were not vaccinated. Measles is classified as a potentially fatal airborne virus. Symptoms typically show up within 2 weeks of exposure. Be on the lookout for high fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, and a rash, which start on the face and then spreads. In several cases, in severe cases, patients develop pneumonia and brain swelling. The disease can be serious for people of all ages, but especially those younger than the age of 5 and adults older than 20. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 625 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And Dr. Bill, walk us through a little more news in the world of tropical weather coming up in just a little bit, which, you know, thank goodness it's been very quiet on that front. But there have been years, like you pointed out, like 92, Hurricane Andrew, a big one, a Category 5, one of the three biggest to make landfall ever in the United States. It was obviously being Andrew, the first named storm of the year. So we will not let down our guard on this. Speaking of letting down your guard, can I vent for a second?
Vent away.
Okay, I'm going to vent here and just think this is, I'm going to tell you all this because I think I can get some sympathy, because we're not the only ones. We take precautions for it not to happen, but somehow Microsoft does not care. We use some proprietary software in our business. In other words, programs that are kind of specific to the broadcast business, but we use a whole bunch of Windows products here.
Mm-hmm.
We have settings that are very specific for how things have to work with audio in the station.
Yeah, it's all part of a routine.
Right. It has to do it a certain way because that's the only way it works into the other machine. So we don't do the regular updates. We had set it to where it wouldn't do the regular updates. Somehow, Bill Gates crawled through the fiber lines into the T1, into mm-hmm. the building, and decided to reset everything. So as of this morning, we are flying just flying on heads up with no instruments this morning.
That's right.
Everything's reset. And nothing, y'all think, you know, you walk in and it does that, and any of your presets, no matter what you do, if you're working with computers every day, it's pretty important. You have things set a certain way so you can move quickly. All those are gone, and so are all the connections between the networks. And it was all courtesy of a big old update that mm-hmm. we told it not to do.
Yep.
We have specifically told it, do not do this. Microsoft went ahead and did it.
And it's all Bill Gates' fault.
Bill Gates crawled through. And I'll tell you this here, the insult to injury is when it came back up this morning. We're running 10 here, and it did. It had a suggestion of Bill Gates' summer reading list.
No.
If I was not ready enough to throttle that guy.
He's kicking you all. We're down.
There's a little tab there that says, hey, what's trending or whatever. I got a summer reading list for him. I got a summer reading list for Bill this morning. I don't think he wants to read. I can't read
probably
the titles
not.
Of the books I would suggest to him. I cannot read on the air and maintain a federal communications commission license. But, Bill, I got some books for you. So, yeah, that's going on this morning. All right, Dr. Bill joins us here in just a couple minutes. We'll talk to him about our forecast, even for the weekend. And just a little over an hour away, our buddy Captain Bobby joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. And as always, turning up your voice at 343-0106.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man police say stabbed two people and injured a toddler in West Mobile is in Metro Jail this morning. He was taken to jail last night after being treated at a hospital. Tyrone Owen is accused of stabbing his father and next-door neighbor, as well as injuring a child on Winridge Drive. He's charged with assault, robbery, burglary, and domestic violence. Daphne police are asking for your help finding a missing man. Levi Frank left his home just before noon yesterday and was last seen walking near Highway 98 and Whispering Pines Road. Frank was last seen wearing black jogging pants, a red and gray shirt, and had a pink backpack. If you have any information, call Daphne Police 621-9100. The 2018 high school football season will be known as the Year of Technology when it kicks off next week. You'll be seeing lots of TV monitors and iPads on the sidelines as the Alabama High School Athletic Association introduces instant replay and other technology. On Wednesday, some new equipment arrived at BC Rain High School and was on display. In addition to instant replay, some schools will have real-time video fed to the sideline. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Chris Watts has reportedly confessed to the murders of his missing wife and two young girls. The three from Colorado have been missing since Monday. Police have now charged Watts with three counts of murder. Jurors are set to begin deliberations today in the financial fraud trial of Paul Manafort. Correspondent Jessica Schneider.
The defense team also did something somewhat controversial in the courtroom. They told the jury that the special counsel had really only prosecuted Paul Manafort out of political reasons as part of their broader case in this Russia investigation. That was something that was supposed to be barred from this courtroom.
The case against the former Trump campaign chairman is the first courtroom test for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump tells the Wall Street Journal he canceled the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan because of the Russia investigation. Brennan's been a frequent critic, calling the president's behavior at the Helsinki summit with Vladimir Putin treasonous. I'm Mike Moss.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Turkish lira is rebounding from record losses a day after Qatar pledged $15 billion in investments to help Turkey's economy. The currency strengthened some 3% against the dollar today. The lira had nosedived in recent weeks amid a diplomatic and trade dispute with the U.S. Amazon is competing against other companies to buy out Landmark Theaters. Bloomberg reports that the movie theater chain would be purchased from Wagner Cuban Companies, an enterprise backed by billionaires Mark Cuban and Todd Wagner. Uber still struggling to make money while the ride-hailing services CEO deals with the headaches left behind by his predecessor. Quarterly results show Uber continues to reel in more passengers despite a variety of debacles that tarnished its reputation and further complicated its efforts to prove it can mature into a profitable business. The company lost $891 million from April through June, narrowing from a loss of $1.06 billion a year ago. And Wall Street futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So here we are getting halfway through August, and so it's pretty much on all of our minds what's going on in the tropics. It's been quiet so far this year. What about today?
Well, we've got another named storm, but it's way up in the Atlantic and moving into the northern portions of the Atlantic Ocean. And it's not really a perfect tropical system. We're calling it a subtropical storm, but it's called Ernesto, with winds of around 40 to 45 miles per hour. It's moving in the northeast direction, so that's going to keep that system away from the North American continent. But don't have to worry about that. For the first time now for the season, we're seeing a strong tropical wave now in the tropical Atlantic. And that's been the area where the waters have been below normal in temperature. And that tropical wave now is approaching the Caribbean. It's got a ways to go yet before it reaches the Caribbean. And it has a chance of developing a bit. But conditions at present over the Caribbean are not favorable with some strong upper air winds. So we're going to have to see what happens. That system is headed in a west-northwest direction, around 15 to 20 miles per hour. But that's the first time that we've seen any kind of organization down in that portion of the Atlantic. As far as the home front is concerned, we've got some rain to contend with today. We've already had some thunderstorm activity around Mobile Bay and one of those storms getting into the downtown area a little while ago. And quite a few thunderstorms out over the Gulf of Mexico and the offshore waters. A big high-pressure system covers the southeastern portion of the country, but there is a weakness in it right along the Gulf Coast. And that's why we're going to see numerous thunderstorms today. Some developing this morning, most of them this afternoon. That should keep temperatures a little bit below normal, mainly in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees today, but of course it'll be very, very humid. Now tonight, I expect a few thunderstorms around, especially near the coast, and low tonight in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, again, scattered thunderstorms with a high temperature in the upper 80s to near 90. Over the weekend, an upper air disturbance will move across Alabama, and that's going to set off more thunderstorms. So Saturday and Sunday, scattered to numerous thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, but could develop in the morning, and the highs over the weekend will be in the upper 80s. So we've definitely got some thunderstorm activity in the forecast all the way through the weekend.
And when you talk about that on the weekend, is there a better play, like morning versus afternoon, or is it just
morning
on weekend?
Will be the better time, but there's still that possibility, like we saw this morning, of some thunderstorm activity around the bay. And so that we could see over the weekend, but most of it will be in the afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, with our forecast 24-7 here at FM Talk 106.5. But that focus on the tropics, since the guy's got a PhD in tropical weather, we do that the whole hurricane season long. 638 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines, and Kane's got traffic coming up.
The staff of the USS Alabama Memorial Park says school is underway again, and our young folks have a lot on their mind. They'll be excited about being back in the classrooms. Drive carefully in school zones and at crosswalks. Always be prepared to stop. Children sometimes don't look, so you must look. Be a safe driver. You never know how quick you might have to stop. Let's make this school year the safest ever. This message presented by the staff of the USS Alabama Memorial Park, supporting the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still got Mobile Police Department on the scene of two cars that hit some debris, I-10 westbound around the 17-mile marker. Also, we've got another accident on 43 just south of Wayne Davis Road. It's going to be in front of the McDonald's, so be careful there. No problems across the Bayway. The eastern shore is still looking good. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. If you're thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You could refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18%. That's pretty much average, 18-19% nationally. You get your money as soon as the day you apply. And here's the deal. So Lightstream, I mean, this is why they're doing it, because you got good credit. They believe that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to those high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with Lightstream. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. 641, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, another Fox with rabies in Publin County. Residents there are now advised to be on high alert, as rabid foxes have bitten six people and two dogs in Baldwin County since the end of May. That's according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Tuesday, a dog in Loxley was attacked. That fox, later found to be with rabies, attacked the dog while it was outside with its owner at her home in Baldwin County 65. The owner says she used a long pole to get the fox off her dog. Police later responded and shot that fox. The fox was then sent to the Mobile State Public Health Laboratory for testing. On Wednesday, the lab confirmed that the fox did have rabies. Environmental Director Greg Dunn says that, quote, this incident illustrates the importance of being alert and keeping your pets properly immunized. He's the ED with the Southwestern District. Rabies virus is usually transmitted through the saliva of an infected animal through a bite or scratch. The virus, though, can be spread through direct contact with mucous membranes like eyes, nose, and mouth. For more information about rabies and prevention, contact the Baldwin County Health Department at 251-947-3618. Alex Jones back in the news. This time, he's been suspended by Twitter. The suspension came after Jones shared a video on Tuesday in which he advised his followers to get battle ready and, quote, act on the enemy before they do a false flag. The company said they suspended Jones after they determined he had violated its rules against inciting violence. So during the suspension, he will not be able to tweet nor retweet from his personal account. The official InfoWars Twitter account has not been impacted by the suspension, but that site was taken down also on Tuesday in what's being called an apparent cyber attack. That show airs Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No criminal charges will be filed against suspended Davidson head football coach Fred Riley. Riley was placed on administrative leave as the school system continued to investigate hazing involving Davidson's football team. 8 students were arrested and expelled. Several parents have called for Riley to be charged. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office says after reviewing all the evidence, it has not found any additional evidence to charge anyone else. A man wanted for crimes in Atlanta was arrested on the Gulf Coast. U.S. Marshals arrested Mario Freeman inside the J&M Tackle Shop in Orange Beach Tuesday. Investigators say they had Freeman under surveillance before the arrest. They say he threatened to kill cops, saying he was not going back to prison. A woman charged with manslaughter made her first court appearance in Baldwin County. Deborah Estep is the suspect in a deadly crash on the Foley Beach Express that left a pregnant woman dead. On Wednesday, a judge set her bond at $75,000. Authorities say Estep was drunk when the SUV she was driving collided with a car carrying 20-year-old Josie Jones and her unborn child. Both were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, quarter till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears grabbed an early 3-run lead against the Biloxi Shuckers on Wednesday night. They even extended that lead to 4 in the 5th inning. But Biloxi would rally and end up beating the Bay Bears 6-5. Tonight, the Mobile and the Shuckers play game 4 of the 6-game series in Biloxi, and the first pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In the major leagues, tempers erupted in Atlanta when Braves rookie Ronald Acuña Jr., who had homered in 5 straight games, was hit by the very first pitch of the game for Miami starter Jose Ureña.
12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuña tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third baseline.
Acuña was hit near his left elbow and remained on the ground for a few minutes as players from both sides shouted at one another. Eventually, the benches cleared. There was some pushing and shoving. Ureña was ejected from the game, along with Braves manager Brian Snitker. Here's Snitker talking about the incident following the game.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
Acuña tried to stay in the game, but left at the top of the second inning, so that was his only at-bat. The Braves would go on to beat Miami 5-2 for the 4-game sweep and their 5th win in a row. Dansby Swanson had 3 RBI, including a 2-run homer. Elsewhere around the league, Philadelphia beat Boston 7-4. Wilson Ramos had 3 hits and 3 RBI in his Phillies debut. St. Louis won their 8th game in a row, 4-2 over the Washington Nationals. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 8-4. Tampa got a win over the New York Yankees 6-1. And the Houston Astros hit a season-high 5 home runs in a 12-1 win over Colorado. Well, the 72nd Little League World Series kicks off today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and will continue until the Little League World Series Championship game on August the 26th. 16 teams made up of 11 and 12-year-olds are in the final event of the international tournament that began July 28th. Last year, the Japanese team from Tokyo won the World Series. Today, there are 4 games to get it kicked off. At noon, the Caribbean region versus the Asia-Pacific region. That'll air on ESPN. Then at 2 o'clock, the United States Mid-Atlantic region will face off against the Midwest region. At 4, Mexico plays Australia. And then at 6 p.m., New England will take on the Southwest region of the United States, and that'll air on ESPN2. In college football news, LSU's quarterback battle now down to a 2-man race. Ohio State transfer Joe Burrow and sophomore Miles Brennan are the last remaining competitors for the Tigers' starting quarterback position, with the news that Justin McMillan and Loyal Narcisse will transfer from LSU. Narcisse was the first to make his announcement late on Tuesday, and McMillan followed suit on Wednesday. McMillan's a redshirt junior who graduated over the summer. That means he has 2 years of immediate eligibility as a grad transfer. He attempted and completed 1 pass for 19 yards in 3 years at LSU. Narcisse, on the other hand, he's a redshirt freshman, and he has yet to see the field. 6:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Don't forget happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7, 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, light traffic coming into the Eastern Shore. Fairhope at Daphne, Spanish Fort, that ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Looks good. We had some showers downtown, so near the tunnels, we've got some wet roadways drying off. Be careful. 1065 split looks good from Tillman's Corner all the way to Saraland. No delays. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 1065 traffic.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. And Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15. Or just email Bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 1065.
652 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Mornings. If you think about things that are stolen, usually they are small and worth a lot of money, right? They're easy to transport, but very valuable. They are cash or jewels or things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got a story coming up that the caper that... took place in Georgia was the opposite. Something okay. That is extremely cheap and you would have to have a huge amount of it to be worth anything. And then what do you do with it? I'll give you that story coming up in just a second. First, Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Mobile police need your help to find 33-year-old Josh Weaver. He was contracted to do a job with another man. The two got into an argument as to how much they were going to get paid by the owner. Police say that's when the suspect, who has since been arrested, pulled out a knife and demanded money from the victim. The victim threw his wallet onto the ground and took off. Weaver and the other person with the knife took the cash out of the wallet. And that's the last time anyone has seen Weaver. He's described as 5 feet, 9 inches tall, weighing about 190 pounds, and police believe he's still in the Mobile area. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. Before you go withdraw money from the ATM, heads up, the FBI is warning banks that cyber criminals are getting ready to swipe your money in a coordinated scheme known as ATM Cash Out. Cybersecurity blog Krebs says the federal agency has alerted banks around the country to the scheme. The ATM Cash Out involves cyber criminals hacking a bank or payment card processor via malware and then using clone cards at cash machines to withdraw your money. The FBI has obtained unspecified reporting indicating cyber criminals are planning
planning to conduct a global ATM cash-out scheme in the coming days, likely associated with an unknown card user breach and commonly referred to as an unlimited operation. That's the note the FBI shared with financial institutions. So the scheme would allow hackers to remove fraud controls designed to stop attacks, like ATM withdrawal limits or restrictions on the number of daily transactions. ATM cash-out operations are generally launched on weekends after financial institutions close for business on Saturday. No timeline has been given, but the FBI memo advised banks to implement additional safety procedures, as well as closely monitoring all activity in the coming weeks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 654, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Mobile Mayor Sadie Stimson says he's going to pull the deal to support the build at the for the stadium out at South if this goes on much longer with the city council. He laid out his case yesterday in a press conference, and he will join us today at noon today. Live interview with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. Your chance to ask questions about the stadium deal. You get some one-on-one with the mayor. That starts at noon today for Midday Mobile. And I mentioned this this heist. You know, usually you think about somebody's going to steal something. Okay, the stuff that they lock up behind the plexiglass at a store, they'll be small and expensive.
Diamonds.
Right, those kind of things, small and expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the opposite. And it's very strange. So, Fayette County, Georgia.
Okay.
Law enforcement there investigating a robbery after thieves managed to steal, I guess a burglary, thieves managed to steal $98,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Is there even such thing as $98,000 worth of ramen noodles?
Because I survived on those through college. I had no money. And the ramen, and actually, my daughter, I still like them, actually. And my daughter likes them, too. Just think about this. Ramen, $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. They cost about 30 cents a pack. So we're talking about 327,000 packages of ramen noodles, give or take.
Good gracious.
Okay, so the ramen packages were in a 53-foot trailer that was parked at a Chevron station when thieves took them. Now, do they not realize they could have stolen diamonds or gold or something and put it in their pocket?
Anything else.
Right, put it in their pocket, walked away. But no, the thieves have. So you've got the. They've stolen all this ramen noodles. So, number one, are they going to eat the ramen noodles?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to the. Hey, man, I can get you some discounted ramen noodles. I mean,
right. There's no black market for ramen noodles. They're already cheap enough.
Hey, man. You got some ramen? Oh, yeah, I got it on deep discount here. So right now, they're still looking for the thieves that stole this $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. I would say to law enforcement there in the Fayette County, Georgia area, check nearby college campuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably where the ramen noodles will travel to.
Maybe some lunchroom ladies were in charge of this heist, too. Maybe to try to bring in some cheaper food for the kids at lunch. Because I think we saw a story not that long ago of some lunch ladies described as grifters who were running some kind of scam behind the counters there. Maybe this is another lunch lady heist.
the hairnet gang is out and ready to serve you up some ramen. But I mean, I wonder how that conversation went down. Was it a crime of opportunity, or was it like an Ocean's 11 where I've got the plan?
Uh-huh.
I know where there's a tractor trailer full of ramen.
And did they taste the goods? You know, when somebody does a big drug deal and they open up one of the packs just to make sure?
Crack open a thing of ramen, crunch up the noodles. Yeah, this is good stuff right here. This is the merchandise we've been looking for. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings coming your way next.